The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hello, great minds and thinkers. I'm Mark the Spark, and I was told I have a great face for radio, so now I'm starting a new show called I Can Help. Every Saturday night from 8 to 8:30 p.m. on The Answer San Diego. I Can Help is the ultimate audio companion for anyone that has an idea and wants to bring it to life. My show, I Can Help, provides real-life examples of what to do and what not to do as you move down the road to your goals, dreams, or inventions. I will bring you from concept to execution, from setting up imaginary businesses, patents, to creating labels with calorie counts, UPC codes, ingredients, hot pack, cold pack, etc. This show is about small business entrepreneurs. It is not about big business. I am looking for the small business entrepreneur. Did you ever have a salsa that you wanted to put on the market or a hot sauce and wondered, where do I begin? Well, this show is for that type of entrepreneur. And loud and clear, it is not about me, Mark the Spark. It's about you. And helping you get across the finish line. Now, we will soon hear from our sponsor, Entrepreneurs for Christ, in just a minute. But first, I want to ask, what does the word entrepreneur mean? Well, the meaning of entrepreneur has a couple meanings. But first of all, you pronounce it entrepreneur, four syllables, E-N-T-R-E, P-R-E-N-E-U-R. It's a French word. It is a noun. And it basically means a person who organizes and operates a business or businesses or inventions or whatever. And they take a greater risk than normal. And it's usually a financial risk. But they take these risks to achieve their goals. So I'd like to ask everyone out there, are you that person? I said, are you that person? Well, now we will hear from our sponsor. And first of all, I'd like to remind you that we are The Answer San Diego. And I am Mark the Spark. And this is a new show, I Can Help. And it's designed for small business entrepreneurs that have questions, problems. I will try to find the answer for you. I'll connect you with the person who can help. So now I'd like to hear from our sponsors, Entrepreneurs for Christ. And the first person we have to speak to is Kathy. And Kathy, are you out there?
Yeah, how you doing, Mark? Yeah.
Very good.
Enjoying everything you share.
Well, I'd like to say, well, hello there. And I'd like to hear from you about Entrepreneurs for Christ. Can you just... tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so I'll say approximately 2006, I started attending a wonderful class at Skyline Church called The Entrepreneur for Christ. And it was led by a wonderful pastor, Pastor Skip Elmore. And he had a few other teachers alongside him. And before that, we had some standard, I'd call them corporate teachers, but they were very industrious, and they knew business behind the scenes and the history of their takings. Well, going forward, we have many speakers in our class now, and we touch on many subjects. I've just got a list of subjects that we have hit: human resources, liability, sole proprietor versus corporation, customer service 101, marketing. And we do this via Zoom or in person because our class was set up obviously to be a networking of people, and most of us are Christ-centered. I'm not saying everybody's a Christian, but we try to stay Christ-centered, Christ-focused. And the bottom line is, I always say, Jesus was an entrepreneur. He was a carpenter, you know. He had his business going for him. And we just have to learn the integrity that the Bible teaches us. And that's what we learn in the EFC class. Besides all the practical aspects of being an entrepreneur, we meet on Sunday morning at 8 a.m. Our Zoom class, 8:15 promptly. And our webpage is bizforchrist.com. If you have any questions or want to sign up, it's the word biz, B-I-Z, the number 4, Christ.com. Basically, you're going to learn all about entrepreneurs, every aspect from the bottom up. And Mark is a great aspect to the class. Thank you.
Why, thank you, Kathy. That's very nice of you to say that. It sounds like you have quite a few speakers. And I must admit, those topics are very interesting and very valuable, especially for an entrepreneur starting out. Sounds like they would answer almost any question that you would have. I have attended the Entrepreneurs for Christ meeting, and it is wonderful, I'll say myself. I did find, though, that you did leave out one thing, and that was the free coffee and breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I had to get that in there. But that is also available for anyone that attends. There's coffee and refreshments. I thank you very much, Kathy. I thought it was very informative what you said, and it's very interesting, again, for all the different speakers. How long have you been attending?
Well, I had to ask my grandson, how old was he when he started? And he said he was probably age 6. So I had to go back to 2006. But I'm sure it was before that I actually popped into class. My mom was an advocate for the EFC class. And she would always sit in the front row. And she had a heart for entrepreneurs, as she was one herself. She sold Amway, Tupperware, all the home-based supplies. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, yeah, I brought my grandkids in. I just want to say every age is invited, from child, as long as they can sit and listen. That's wonderful. We'll take any age, from young to old, in our class.
Wonderful. Everyone's invited. Everyone's included. Is the Skyline Church in La Mesa?
Oh, yeah, it's in La Mesa. It's on the outskirts of Spring Valley. It's on the edge of El Cajon, right before we hit El Cajon. It's right before Cuyamaca College. It's the foot of 94, and there's a big cross at the top of the hill, so you can't miss it.
Very good. Thank you so much, Kathy. Thank you for being on the Mark the Spark I Can Help show, and we are the Answer San Diego. Now, I would like to hear from Susie, who also attends Entrepreneurs for Christ. Are you with us, Susie?
I am.
Well, hello there. I'd like to hear something from you about the Skyline Church.
Sure. Well, I'm a rather new member of coming to the EFC class, and I would say that what really stood out to me and has stood out to me since this last year is what an amazing networking opportunity it is. And I say that because there's a wealth of people with experience that goes very deep, both in business knowledge and also in wisdom. And that combination is quite powerful. Kathy talked about the speakers or presenters, and most of them are experts in their field. They bring a wealth of information in. And then really where the magic happens is when they go to the Q&A interaction session, because you have all these people with all this experience interacting with what they've just presented.
How nice. So you can ask questions.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And someone have just presented on how to negotiate a deal or how to build a website and what the ins and outs of SEO are, and things that are really intricate conversations and topics that entrepreneurs need to understand and harness to be able to grow their businesses.
I see. Can anybody be a speaker at Entrepreneurs for Christ?
I believe they probably can if they'd like to, and they have an area where they are an expert and have something to bring to the table, yes.
I see. So for what I'm gathering pretty much from listening to you and Kathy, is that the Entrepreneurs of Christ is a business organization, and you set out to be successful, make money, and take your business and money and do it for good. You're not looking for material things. I don't imagine you want to be an entrepreneur to buy a big yacht and sail around the world. You would like to use your money towards good things. And this is what I'm gathering from Entrepreneurs of Christ. Am I right with that, Susie?
You're right on point, yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
I would just say that I have been amazed at watching people who have participated reach out to the resources that are a part that participate and be able to grow their businesses in significant ways. I'll give you an example. I met with a gentleman who was looking to launch his business to the next level back in the fall, this past fall. I reviewed his business plan. I reviewed his website and gave him a lot of input. And I was one of many people that he reached out to. And now, fast forward 7 months later, he has just landed some significant contracts and his business is soaring. So there's a real, you know, a real life example of how this EFC can affect someone's personal life and their business life.
Wonderful. That's a wonderful example. I love hearing success stories. It shows that a person has a lot of drive, ambition, commitment, what I call effort, determination, ambition, perseverance, and tenacity. If you have those five things, you'll find yourself going across the finish line. Well, I'd like to thank our two people that spoke today, Kathy and Susie, and I'd like to know again how we can reach you at Entrepreneurs for Christ. It's the website.
The website, bizforchrist.com. That's B-I-Z, the number 4, Christ.com. And on that website, you can sign up as a speaker also. And my phone number, there's an 866 number at the bottom if needed. But email is the best. We have an IT guy who looks at the email and the Q&A on the website. He's very well talented, Mr. Anton. He does a fine job for our class. He uploads the Zoom to YouTube, which also can be found at bizforchrist.com.
Thank you so much, Kathy. I want to thank you for being on I Can Help. Again, I'm Mark the Spark, and we are on The Answer San Diego. And our sponsor today was Entrepreneurs for Christ, the website bizforchrist.com, number 4. And I'd like to thank you both very much for being today. Next week's sponsor is Rich. And Rich also attends Entrepreneurs for Christ. And he's going to talk to us about his experiences going into business. I know he has an auto shop repair. If he's going to talk about that, I'm not sure. Or if he's going to talk about his entrepreneuring with how much he has succeeded and how hard it is to get there. And I'm Mark the Spark, and this is I Can Help, and I'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to I Can Help with Mark the Spark, the show made for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. Mark would like to hear from you directly, so please email any questions or comments to info@markthespark.me. You can also visit his website at markthespark.me. That's markthespark.me. If you're interested in sponsoring the show so you can talk about your business, please reach out to Mark. You can always find him at info@markthespark.me. He may even address your questions on the air. That's info@markthespark.me.
Welcome back. I'm Mark the Spark, and this is the I Can Help show, and we're on The Answer San Diego. If you'd like to reach me, my email is info@markthespark.me. My website, markthespark.com. you're welcome to visit. I would love to hear from you, especially if you're interested in sponsoring one of my shows. The sponsorship is very reasonable, and you're welcome to come on the show, talk about your entrepreneur experiences, or if you're shy, you can give us the information, and I'll say it for you. I've been an entrepreneur all my life, and one thing I've noticed being an entrepreneur is you have to be healthy. This is just a part of being an entrepreneur, because if you're sick and you go down, there's no one to replace you. Usually it's you. You're bootstrapping a business right from the ground up, and you're doing everything. You know the expression, you're the cook, bottle washer. You just do everything. And I once had a business, and I went down sick for about 10 days flat on my back. And I'll tell you, the business suffered. Even if I got someone to go in there, that still wasn't me. So whether you're young or old like me, you want to have good health. And this is very important for being an entrepreneur. And I read an article in a newspaper years ago. So long ago, the paper is now yellow. But it's written by Dana Johnson. And it's called Daily Habits of Healthy People. And she has about 12 different paragraphs, and I won't read word for word, but I'll read a highlight from each one. This is so good, I actually cut it out and pinned it on my wall so that when I walk out of my bedroom, I would see this on the wall. It starts out with, spend time exercising every day. Now, you say, oh, wow, I got to work, I have kids, or it's very, very hard. And most people do their workout first thing in the morning because that way you get it done. And throughout the day, there is so much that can come up that can prevent you from exercising. Although probably physically for your body, the best time to exercise is in the afternoon. But as for myself, I find that almost impossible. I try to take a quick walk in the morning and do a 30-minute workout and then hit the shower. I know for a lot of people that's not possible, but if you're an entrepreneur or want to be an entrepreneur, you're going to be an entrepreneur, you are going to have to be healthy, and it's going to require some exercise. Now, because the three main ingredients are exercise, diet, and rest. You will need all three. Another thing, too, about healthy people, Dana goes on to say in the second paragraph, is that they move daily. They move. This is in addition to your exercise routine. Ride a bike, or like I do, take a walk. You can also, around the house, maybe run up the stairs or run down the stairs if you're doing laundry, things like that. But you need to move. It's very important that you move. Also, entrepreneurs, they have determination. You heard me mention this earlier with my five: ambition, effort, determination, perseverance, and tenacity. You get all five of those, you're an entrepreneur. But entrepreneurs have determination. They just find ways. Yeah, I view it like if you're a river flowing and a dam is put in front of you, you either go over it, under it, or around it. But you have determination, and you keep going. Also, entrepreneurs are consistent in their workout. They're not stubborn, but it becomes a daily routine. I exercise every day but Sunday. And I try to let nothing stop my routine. I do everything I can to schedule things around my exercise routine. It is that important. And if you can do this, you'll be better off. You will not only be healthy in body, but you'll become healthy in mind. Another thing entrepreneurs do is they connect with others. They know the importance of connecting with other people. And that helps them to find their goals. And it also helps them to keep with exercise, eating right, and all the things an entrepreneur needs to stay healthy. They know how to feed their bodies after a workout, too. I have a protein shake every day after my workout. I hope it does good. I certainly hope so. But you try to fuel your body with something good. Many people say the first 30 minutes after a workout, you should put some fuel in your body that is good for you. Entrepreneurs have a way of listening to their bodies, too. When I was young, I used to weightlift every day, and you're really in tune with your body then. You know when something's wrong, something's not the way it should be. And with exercising, I'm sure you heard, no pain, no gain. Well, that's true. But there's pain, and then there's pain, okay? Pain is just something, the first one is because you've exhausted your muscle and you have broke it down, and now it wants to rebuild. The second one, pain, with a capital P, means you've hurt yourself and you need to stop working out, at least that muscle. You need to go to another part of your body. Entrepreneurs have structure. They have structure in their lives. It creates balance. And balance creates peace. And peace allows for a healthy life. Entrepreneurs are thankful. Health is not just exercise and right foods, but it's also being thankful and have a positive attitude. Now, if any of you are tuning in right now, I'm Mark the Spark. This is I Can Help Show. And we're on The Answer San Diego. And I want to tell you a true experience that I had. About 5 years ago, I was lifting some weight and I broke a blood vessel in my left eye. And I had to go to the eye doctor. And when I did, I said that it would never repair. It would be I'll have a little spot in my left eye. And so I thought, whoa, it's me, you know. So I was sitting outside waiting for my Uber ride. And next to me was a young girl, very attractive, had on dark sunglasses. And she was just sitting there still. And I noticed her. And it didn't take long till I figured out she was blind. That's why she had sunglasses on. So my Uber ride came, and I looked, and I saw her ride came, and she went away. And when I sat in the Uber car, I closed my eyes and I just said, this is what it's like to be blind. Then I said, imagine being blind every day, every night. Wow. So now when I have a problem, I just think of that blind girl. Now, another thing entrepreneurs do is they make themselves number one. I know, this sounds so funny. But you make yourself number one. Now, that doesn't mean to be selfish, of course. But you put yourself first. You are the most important person. And when you become the most important person, then you allow yourself to love and be kind and exercise kindness. And when you take care of yourself, then you can be the best for other people. Entrepreneurs also inspire others. You know, have you taken care of yourself by willing to help others? This not only helps them, but it full circles back to you. Entrepreneurs also set goals. I know, you're going to say goals. Here we go. You write them down, little ones, you get the big ones. I've heard it all. But it's true. You need goals. They help you get somewhere. I view it, if no goals, it's like you're a captain of a ship and you're in the ocean. Oh, the ship may go forward. The ship may go backwards. It may go sideways to the right. It may go sideways to the left. And you may spin in circles. But you have no captain in the ship. That's the same as having no goals in your life. You may go forward. You may go back. You may go spin to the right, and you may spin to the left. But you need goals to move forward, to accomplish. I have a whole routine where I write down all the goals I want to accomplish. Then I put the top 10 on a list. Then from that top 10, I pluck off three, usually three of the most important goals. And I write that down. I put that in my front pocket when I leave for the day. And one of my biggest accomplishments for the day is to finish those three on that list in my pocket. I at least try for the most important one first. And if I don't get all three done, then what doesn't get done goes on the list for the next day. And you just keep plucking off that list. And then you go from the top 10, you go to your other dreams. By doing this, you will get somewhere. You'll accomplish something. Again, remember, ambition, effort, determination, perseverance, and tenacity. Those are the five. Ambition and effort, you might say, what's the difference? Well, I'm ambitious, but how much effort do I put out? That's the difference. So from the article of Dana Johnson, it is very important to understand that entrepreneurs need to be healthy, and you need to exercise, diet, and rest. Those are the three key ingredients. And if you can do this, you'll find yourself healthy, wealthy, and wise. But you must exercise, and you must set goals. Now, again, I'm Mark the Spark. This is my new show called I Can Help, and I'm on The Answer San Diego. And if you would like to sponsor, please contact info@markthespark.me, M-E. Again, sponsorship is very reasonable. It's a brand new show. If I get popular, well, the cost might go up. You better act now. But please contact me or visit my website, Mark the Spark. I would love to hear about your business, your idea. If you need to know how to do a patent search, or if it was like me, just a simple thing where you might want to can your salsa, make some hot sauce, put it on the market, barbecue sauce, cocktail sauce, tartar sauce, all those things. Small business entrepreneur, things like that we'll do on the show. We're not looking for big business. And again, on the show, there will be no big corporate leaders. We are looking just for small business entrepreneurs that have ideas, that have things that they would like to pursue, and they're not sure how. I will have a different guest, a different sponsor every week that will speak on their business or what they had to go through along the path to get to their business. Entrepreneurs know a lot about trials and tribulations. It's never easy. I used to say this one phrase, if business was easy, everyone would have one. And just think about that. If business was easy, everyone would have one. So great minds and thinkers, again, in conclusion, I'd like to say, I'm Mark the Spark. It was my pleasure. This is my new show, I Can Help. Please tune in every Saturday night from 8 to 8:30 and listen to entrepreneurs as they tell about their trials and tribulations and hopefully their success stories. So this is The Answer San Diego. I'm Mark the Spark, and this is my new show, I Can Help.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.